Take your Bible and open to 2 Chronicles chapter 36. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. We'll begin reading at verse 22. And we're going to read through 22, 23, and Ezra chapter 1 through verse 4. Amen. It's now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Verse number 1, Ezra chapter 1. So now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build a house of the Lord, the Lord God of Israel. He is the God, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place wherewith he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver, with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, because beside the free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. I want to preach on thought tonight on this line, the revive of Persia. The revive of Persia. As we look at this tonight and we see it as God's begin moving, and as Christians tonight, that's what we are, right? Amen? Are you a Christian tonight? Yeah. Amen? Praise God. If somebody's trying to be like Jesus, Christ-like, amen? That's who we are. And as Christians, we realize tonight that our citizenship, yours and mine, we're not, our citizenship is not of this world. Our citizenship is from heaven, amen? Would you agree to that? That he's already the best part of us is already laid up in glory. He would tell us that over in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 20. He said, For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. So we see that our conversation, literally our citizenship, is in a heavenly place. And we realize that our citizenship is in a heavenly place. And we see that we have that supreme allegiance, praise God, to bring allegiance to the Lord, to magnify and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ, the one who's risen and he's ascended and he's sitting at the right hand to make intercession for you and I tonight. He's reigning, praise God, as the good God of glory. Amen? That's who he is. Where he's doing the good work that he does for his church today. Amen? So you got that. The Lord is intervening for us and he's helping us to do the good work. He's doing good work in his church today. And I said, we are Christians. We're part of the church. We're part of him, praise God. Our citizenship is in heaven. God's working through us and he's helping us. But we see as we read in your hearing tonight, we see of a man, a king called Cyrus, the king of Persia. Now, the king of Persia, he is moved upon by the Lord in a big way. God begins to move upon his heart and in the heart of this king of Persia. Now, everybody here, I believe, knows that Persia, what used to be the name of a place that's now called Iran. Amen? The place that's now called Iran used to be called Persia. Until just a few years ago, it was called Persia. But now it is called Iran. And we see this and we see how things have transpired. And we see Cyrus, king of Persia, and how the Lord moves upon his heart. Amen. We see that Iran was Persian. Persian mentioned, by the way, over 30 times in the Old Testament. In five books of the Old Testament, Persia is mentioned. So it was pretty important that enough to where God would mention it several times in His Word. Amen. And we know that Persia, or Iran now, if you will, is under a wicked regime. Amen. It's under a wicked regime. They said that the people are trying to get out from under it. They've been protesting. They said that as to date, over 30,000 people have been murdered because they are trying to break away from that wicked regime that's holding them captive, if you will. Amen. It's no different than what it used to be in slave times. They're holding these people against their will. Praise God, to worship an ungodly deity, praise God, in the Muslim religion, Islam, who are brought into this country by these people that forced it upon them. And of course, it was like other places. They kind of allowed it to come in because the Shah that they had, you know, and that's basically he was in a king's position, and they didn't like what he was doing because he was taking along all the prophets of the nation, and he was using it for himself. Now we know that don't work. I had a big long conversation yesterday morning with the lady, is talking about how great socialism was. Amen. I said, well, go tell the folks in Venezuela that about how good folks socialism is. I said, go stand in the bread line to get a piece of stale bread and a piece of stale cheese over in Russia and tell them people how good socialism, communism is. Amen. Just go stand in line with them, let them tell you. Go over to Venezuela where you find their money laying on the street because it ain't worth nothing. Amen. But we see that this regime come in, and that's about to where they're fixing to be too, by the way. Amen. You say, preacher, why would God begin to move on this old king's heart? King Cyrus, praise God, this king of Persia. See, Persia came in and they defeated the Chaldeans, praise God. The nation had, Judah had been taken into captivity. They'd given bondage into Babylon. And they come up and Cyrus becomes king. He takes over. His people defeat the Babylonians. They defeat the Chaldeans. He begins to begin reigning as a great king. And as he's a great king, God uses him in a mighty way. And it amazes me how this old heathen king, he magnifies God and lifts up God. He said that there was a stirring down in his heart. Amen. Do you realize God can stir old wicked people? Amen. You say, preacher, you really believe He can do that? Yeah, He did me and you before He saved us. That's who we were, just the wicked sinners. Praise God, but the Holy Ghost, Brother Bobby, the Holy Ghost of God come to where we was at. He stirred our hearts, praise God, convicted us of our sins. We confessed them for the Lord Jesus Christ. We trusted in Him and what He done in Calvary, and He saved us by His marvelous grace. How about we all just take a recess and time out and just shout for about 30 minutes? Thank God. God did that for us, praise the Lord. He loved us so much. Amen. Just like this old wicked king, He stirred in his heart. Amen. Praise God. But we see those wicked people that's in Persia now or in Iran. They say that now there's over 100,000 that's dead or it's died during this scrimmage that's taking place over there. Amen. There's been soldiers killed and civilians killed, but there's been a whole lot of leaders killed. They've been taken out. Amen. God has a plan and a purpose. God will not let tyranny continue forever. Amen. God is a just God and a righteous God, and He'll not put on His people more than what they can stand, what they can endure. You say, oh, wait a minute, preacher. Them's Islam, they're not a part of God's people. Au contraire, if you knew what was taking place over there tonight, go ahead, bless your heart, and you just want to come and just thank God and give Him the glory for what He's able to do in a Muslim and Islamic nation. Praise God, that's ruled with a rod of iron, where people are held and oppressed against their will. I'm glad I live in America today. Amen. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Praise God. But we're free because of the brave, because people like us will stand up and come to the house of God and pray and lift up our voices to a thrice holy God. And God begins to minister hard. Amen. So we see Iran was previously Persia. Amen. Now they're Iran. And we see a man comes on the scene here. It's Cyrus the Great. It's what they called him, Cyrus the Great, the king of Persia. Amen. And when he comes on the scene, he makes a proclamation because God stirred in his heart. He said, and the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. In other words, prophecy would be fulfilled. Have you ever thought about that? Everything God said would take place will take place. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. There's a whole lot of things that ain't take place yet. Hey, that ain't over yet. Amen. It ain't over yet, praise God. God's still working. He said, Lord, stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Amen. So God stirred up the spirit of the king of Persia. He stirred in his heart. He began to move upon this old king, praise God. He began to stir his heart, and he began to put it in his heart. And said he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, put it also in writing. And listen to what he said. He said, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me. Amen. That's a whole lot different from what Nebuchadnezzar did. Remember what he did? Amen. God blessed him. He realized how blessed he was. And he began to walk around the place and the palace and began to look at everything. And he said, look at all that I've done. Amen. And remember, God took his kingdom away from him, put him out in the fields, and he lived out in the fields, praise God. And his hair grew down and his fingernails grew out because he took upon himself the things that God had done. But Cyrus is a little smarter than that. Amen. He said, all the kingdoms of earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me. He even gave credit to the right one. Amen. He gave credit to the good God of heaven. If we ever going to give credit to somebody, we ought to give God the credit. Everything that we have, all the good things, he said, the Bible says come down from him. Amen. Come down from him, praise God, and they come down to us. Praise the Lord. And said, he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Amen. He said, the God Almighty has charged me. In other words, he said, he's put me in charge of building him a house. He said, put me in charge of rebuilding the temple, if you will. Establish that temple, putting that temple in place. So the Lord stirred up King Cyrus, the king of Persia, to begin to do a mighty work for God Almighty. Amen. Well, if we could get stirred like that today, stirred up, praise God. If we'd get to listen to God, you get to stir it in our hearts. And you know what? I know what you say. Well, preacher, you know, there's just so much that we can do. There's so many things that we just can't do. You're right. But if we ain't careful, we'll try to bind the hands of God by thinking that we can't and that our God can't. Our God's able to do all things and do them well. Amen? We just have to pray and believe that He will. They've trusted Him to do the things for us that we can't do for ourselves. Praise God. So he began to stir in the hearts. Amen. God began to stir in the hearts and God began to stir in the people. So that's what was taking place. See, God stirred in the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia. And when God got the stir in him, God got the stir in the hearts of the Persian people. Amen. God got to stir just like he's doing now. God's stirring in the hearts of the Persian people. Praise God, he's moving upon them in a mighty way. Praise God, they're seeing the power of an almighty God. That same God that stirred the hearts of Cyrus is the same God that's stirring the hearts of the Persian people today. Amen. If you ask them, they'll still consider themselves Persians. Amen. Praise God. They don't think of themselves as that regime that's controlling the country now. Praise God. They're seeking the Lord and His power and His might. The same God that stirred up Cyrus, the same God that's stirring these Persians. Praise God. Stirring them up against this Muslim regime that's trying to hold them down, hold them back. False gods that they're putting there before them, that they're trying to make them to worship and proclaim. Amen. What an amazing thing the power of an almighty God has. So we see them gathering up. You know, they have a thing every year in October, Brother Jeff. over there in Persia, Iran. They get together at the tomb of Cyrus. They gather together to celebrate and to remember that great king that come up, that was a deliverer, that loved the people, that loved God, that was trying to do right. Amen. And they said it used to be just a few people would show up for that ceremony. But said now over the past few years, especially the last 10 years, and on that, and said the government tries to stop them, but they can't. But they'll say, said there'll be tens of thousands of people that show up at the tomb of Cyrus. Amen. They're looking for help. They're looking for somebody to give them some deliverance. Amen. They was even calling our president Cyrus. Amen. They're lifting him up, calling him King Cyrus. That really turned the media up because they already think he's trying to become a king anyway. Amen. So they're tore all to pieces, and Cyrus brings them up, and he allows them deliverance. And then Ezra begins to tell the people, hey, say, listen, this is what God Almighty's doing, and he stirred up the heart of King Cyrus that we could step out in faith, and God could begin to move us ahead and begin to have and to rebuild for the glory of God. Amen. So we remember what took place. They remember. Pray God that pre-Islamic past that they had before 1979. Pray God before they were frustrated with the Shah who's proclaiming and they kicked him out and they allowed these others to come. We better be careful who we allow to come in. Amen. Better be careful who we wish for. Amen. It might come true. We better stay focused on God and godliness. We better stay on the desire, praise God, of knowing what God would have for us. We see Ezra begins to pin it down. He begins to tell us again what took place and how Cyrus was moved on, stirred by God Almighty to move the people, praise God, to go back up and to build a house in Jerusalem, which is Judah. Amen. To build the house of God, to build it back up. Amen. But things here, it's in the day that we live in that the media won't tell you. Amen. You won't hear it in the media today. They won't tell you. They won't tell you about the great things, the great restlessness that's taking place in the Middle East. They won't tell you, praise God, that in Persia, in Iran, in the last few years, over 50,000 mosques have shut the doors and went out of business. Amen. You'll never hear that on the liberal media. Amen. But it's taking place. God Almighty is moving over there in a spectacular way. Amen. Because there's some people over there that love the Lord and seeking His appearing. They're wanting that touch of God. Amen. They don't want to live under a dictatorship. They don't want to live under Sharia law and under the Muslim hold and Muslim grip. They want to come out. They long to be like me and you and worship the true and the living God. Amen. In 1979, they said I was looking up some statistics in 1979 that said it's 500 known Christians in Iran. Only 500 known Christians, amen, in Iran. 2005 said they was 40,000 ethnic Iranian Christians, amen, in 2005. Said in 2010 they was up to 100, suspected to be up to 175 ethnic Christians, amen, in Iran, Iranian Christians. See, it's escalating, it's growing. Now you got to remember, these are underground churches. I mean, they can't be out in the public like us. Hey, they'd come in here and cut every one of our heads off. Amen? They would take you out in a heartbeat. You're not even allowed to have the Word of God. Not allowed to pass out Bibles. Not allowed to pass out tracts. Not allowed to give you testimony. Amen? So we see how so many. Today, they said it's estimated that there's over a million Christians in Iran. And they said that might be to the lower side because there's underground churches all in Iran. And they're pushing and trying to come out, and they're begging and praying for God Almighty to send Cyrus to deliver them again, to help them to build, and to build a temple, and to build a place of worship. Help them to come out, praise God. We are the blessed people in the world. We have a place to come and worship, and we take it for granted. These people just want to be able to come out and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Lord, hallelujah. If we see the revived Persia, praise God, we can see a revived world. Amen. You say, well, them preachers, them people are wicked. Yeah, they got wicked government. They got wicked leaders. Amen. But all the people, it's just like in America, hello. All of America ain't wicked. There's a lot of really good people in America. Amen. We know a lot of really good people, solid people. Even people that don't believe just exactly like we do, but they're good, solid citizens. Amen? The same thing in Iran. There's some good, solid. There's a Persia, praise God. There's a reviving Persia, praise God, that needs to rise up. And praise God, I believe they will. And God Almighty's going to deliver again. Amen? They're going to deliver again. We need to be praying for them. God will help them. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Just think about it. All this, all that took place, all the ones that's got in, up to a million people, have got in under the most violent situations, the most extreme circumstances that you could ever believe. Amen. Where evangelism and conversion, praise God, is out of order. Amen. You go to work and tell somebody, praise God, hey, listen, this weekend I got saved, praise God. I trusted put my faith in Jesus Christ. They'd railroad you, hang you out to the boss, man. He'd hang you out back. Amen? But it's under the most adverse circumstances, praise God. See people coming to the Lord, praise God. They said there's more people in the past 20 years have come to the Lord Jesus Christ than in the past 1,300 years combined. Amen. Glory. Amen. God's marching on, praise God. God's pressing forward. God's getting glory, even in the Middle East. Things is happening tonight, young'uns. The Lord's moving in a magnificent way. And we're getting to partake it. We're getting to see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're not allowed to own or distribute the Bible, the Word of God, in no manner or fashion. It's illegal to do that. Amen. Think about it. But what if they come told you tonight that it's illegal for you to have that in your home? It's illegal for you to have that in the car. It's illegal for you to tell anybody what it says in this black back King James Bible. But he said they're doing it. Amen. They're doing it. They're stepping out in faith. They're doing, praise God, what we won't do here when we have freedom to do it. A revival's taking place. God's a moving. He's a setting things up. He's moving things around. He's moving things around like chess pieces. Amen. Yeah, they're playing checkers and he's playing chess. He's got them on the board. Praise God. He's moving them around. See, we can't figure out what's going on. First, it was Venezuela. Amen. They were a superpower that was had old nasty oil, but they were selling it all over the place. So, God sent somebody to step in and stop that. Man, took their leadership out and put leadership in there that could be controlled. Amen. And then it stopped that flow of oil from these different places. And then he took and moved into Iran and shut the ports off to Iran so the oil's not flowing out of Iran. Amen. God's doing that. I mean, he's fixing this thing up. Those that think they can stand and defy the God of glory, praise God, they don't stand a chance. Because God Almighty is on the throne. And He's working. He's doing wonderful things tonight. Amen. We can see God as it's just playing out before our eyes. Amen. Did you realize that at China's down to just 50 days of oil in their reserve? Amen. Iran's tankers, everything's full. They's nowhere to put it. They's nowhere to ship it. They're going to have to shut their oil wells down. Amen. China's not getting nothing in. Iran's not putting nothing out. But guess who's exporting oil? The most they've ever exported. United States of America. Amen. They're exporting oil. Praise God. Amen. That's kind of why our fuel prices are still kind of high. They could be lower. And they're trying to work on that. But see, God Almighty is moving as He's fixing this thing up just exactly like He said it would be in the last days. Amen. That God said He would come in. He would move Himself in. That He would move people out. He'd move them around. That He would come in. Jeremiah 49 said He'd come in. He'd get rid of those leaders in Iran, Elam. Amen. Praise God. We're seeing it taking place before our eyes. God Almighty is moving in a magnificent way. He's got His chess game going. Amen. And nobody can keep up with what God is doing. Amen. And we see these people was just like the children of Israel. When God Almighty brought them out from under that great oppressor, got them out from under the Chaldeans and Babylon, praise God, and He brought them out. And He rose up a leader, a great king, praise God, and it would send them forth. That God stirred His heart and moved Him in a direction and helped Him to see what needed to be done. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you think our president is being moved by God? I think he's moving around just like a chess piece. Amen. Just like all the other ones on the board, God's Almighty's a moving man. He's putting them where He wants them to be in this last day of the dispensation of grace. He's getting them right where He'd have them to be. Amen. Getting them right where He wants them, praise God, so He can finish the game. Amen. Boy, it's going to be victorious. Guess who wins? God wins. Amen. He gets the victory. He is the victor. Praise God. One day in a little while, He'll say, checkmate. And she'll be done. Amen? Praise God. And so they use a revived Persia, praise God. Wouldn't it be a glorious thing if we could see thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of Iranians or Persians falling on their face and crying out to the real, true, and living God? Amen? I told you about a young lady that grew up in Iran and they had her scheduled to be executed. And we were able to secure her release and get her loose. And she's living in the United States now, but she loves the Lord. She's a Christian. She loves the Lord. And she's begging and asking us. And I told you a couple weeks ago, she said, please, for the next 7 days, pray for the nation of Iran. Pray for the people of Iran. Amen. Pray for Persia, that God will revive them and bring them out. That the people can come out with the heart of a lion, praise God, and stand up for the true God of glory. And that's happening today, folks. God's a moving. He's a saving souls. And we send missionaries all over the world, just about trying to get the same result that's taking place. And God's doing that. He's a saving old sinners in the old regime of nation of Persia, which is now Iran. Souls is being saved by the thousands. People are giving their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're being born again. Even under persecution circumstances, they're coming out from under. They're giving their life with joy. Amen. Because they're realizing who their Savior, who their Redeemer is. Amen. Somebody said the other day, they asked me, I said, well, Pastor, wouldn't it be hard if you come under to say that Jesus Christ is Lord, knowing that you're going to lose your life? Yeah, but I said, in the next instant, praise God, you're going to be with Him. Amen? It'd be hard to stand faith. It'd be hard to say, I'm going to stand up to that. You don't know how you react. But I would hope and I would say, you know what? I love Lord Jesus Christ, and all you're going to do is send me the glory. Amen? In a moment, in time, we'll be with Him. But I want to think about this as we get ready to close here tonight. The revive of Persia. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to see those people over by the thousands get born again? Amen. Begin to love Lord Jesus Christ. And I know what you're saying. I have a hard time with it myself. Those people have been so oppressive for so many years to so many different peoples and to so many different nations, and they still are. But let me just tell you, it's not the people. It's the regime that they're under. Amen. It's the regime that they're, it's the devil, praise God, that's doing that. It's not those people. Those people have souls just like me and you. Souls that need to be saved. They have little children, praise God, that need the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to be grow up in the unction, admonition of God and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So what I say tonight as Christians with our responsibility, as citizens of heaven, praise God, and the power of God on our lives, we ought to be praying that God Almighty would move on those people. Amen? That He'll help those people. That he'll rise up, that great Cyrus, that great King Cyrus. That one that'll rise up, praise God, the one that'll lead them in the direction that they need to go. In the place of peace and harmony and love and joy and admonition of the Lord. That's what they all need. That's what the whole world needs. Amen. I was talking to a young lady yesterday and she said, I just don't know how you're going to fix all this. I said, you fix it with Plan Jesus. She said, Plan Jesus? I said, yeah. He said that we should love one another as He has loved us. He said we ought to have love and compassion for one another. Amen. Don't matter of person, race, or creed. Amen. It's about the love of Christ in our heart. Amen. We should be shedding abroad to a lost and dying world. That they could truly see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. We ought to be able to pray. We ought to be able to pray for those people. God would protect them and keep them and comfort them and bring them out. Bring them up. Get them out from under that oppression. Amen. Get rid of those wicked regime that's suppressing, holding them down, that kills them at a whim. Amen. We're to pray for them. We're to pray for them. God help them. That God will bring them out. God deliver them. They're strong people. A strong nation. Amen. They just need God. And they're striving for it. They want it. They want it. Amen.